test Mishnah Aleph. If you see a place where miracles were performed for the Jewish people, like Yamsuf, where the Jewish people experienced the miracle of the splitting of the sea, Omer Baruch Baruch Sha'asa Nisim Lavosinu B'Makom Hazeh. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Sha'asa Nisim, that God performed miracles, Lavosinu, for our forefathers, B'Makom Hazeh, in this place. Makom Shenekra Mimenu Avodah Zarah. If you see a place in Israel where idolatry was rooted out, where there used to be idolatry here, and now it was taken away, so then you say, Baruch Sha'akar Avodah Zarah Me'arteinu. You thank God for removing this Avodah Zarah Me'arteinu from our land. Whenever we say Baruch in this Mishnah and subsequent Mishnahs, we mean with the entire Nusach, the entire Shemu Malchus. Really, it means Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and the Mishnah is just writing this in shorthand. Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. Al Hazikin, on shooting stars or comets. The Al HaZivaos, and on earthquakes. Val HaBrakim, Val HaRa'amim, Val HaRuchos, and on thunder and lightning and wind, winds which are very powerful, storm winds. Omer Baruch Akochog V'rasom Alei Olam. You say a bracha about how God's might and strength are filling the world. The Gemara explains that in these cases you could also say Baruch Osem Maaseh V'reishis. And we distinguish between thunder and lightning. On Re'emim, we say Kochu Gvarso Male Olam, and on Brakim, we say Osem Maaseh V'reishis. Al Haharim, Val HaGvaos, Val HaYamim, Val Naharos, if you see great mountains, or great valleys, or great waters, or great rivers, Val Midbaros, and on great deserts, Omer Baruch Osem Maaseh V'reishis. You bless God for making these feats, these acts of creation. When one is overwhelmed with the brilliance of creation, then a bracha is appropriate. Rabbi Huda Omer Haroes Hayam HaGadol. If you see the great sea, what is this referring to? Some say this is referring to the Mediterranean, which is considered great because it's adjacent to Eretz Yisrael. Others say this is referring to the Okeanos, the Atlantic Ocean, or the ocean in general. Omer Baruch Sha'asas Hayam HaGadol. You say Baruch, thank God, who created this great sea. Bizman Sharon Oso Leprakim. This is only if you see these things every so often. The Gemara explains this is every 30 days. So if I haven't seen the Yam HaGadol for 30 days, so then I make a new bracha. If I see it every day, I don't make a new bracha. Alag Shamim, on rainwater. This is a case, according to many, where you really needed the rain. Val Bsuras Tovos, and on good news, good tidings. Omer Baruch HaTov V'Hameitiv. You say Baruch HaTov Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam HaTov, that God is good, V'Hameitiv, and He does good. The Gemara explains that you say HaTov V'Hameitiv when other people are included in your good news. So, for example, if you share a field with many people, then you make HaTov V'Hameitiv because you all benefited from this rain. Val Shmuos Raus Omer Baruch Dayan Emes. If you have bad tidings, like you hear of the death of someone close to you, so then you make Baruch Dayan Emes, blessed is the true judge. That's called Tzedek HaDin, where we justify the judgment. We justify that which God did is just, even though we're not necessarily excited about it. And thus, there's a different bracha between from good news, where you say either Shechianu or Tov HaMeitiv, and bad news, where you say Dayan HaEmes.